No, honestly, not ours. We ordered the armature, it came through a couple of days ago, we put it, but it's going the opposite direction. It's actually it wound a load of, going into it in detail, we've wound a load of armature the wrong way. We've tried to pose in the fields, but if you pose the fields, swap the leads round, or should the brush leads round, which is the obvious thing to do in that case, you know, that normally is a success, but it's sparking excessively. So we're going to have to obviously send the armature back to Itachi and that's it.
And let another 6 week one.
No, I don't recognise the fault. We know what the problem is. There's a colour code now.
Three more.
No, it won't be that one. I say, if you're desperate for a machine, I'll lend you one. Anyway, something to do doodles on.
All right.
Give that to
I like doodling.
Also, I did leave you these special ones, probably put them in the bin while you're in the room.
Then you have to go straight away
because
Speedwell gives
us
a better offer.
No, they don't.
You have got a rotten abscess, haven't you, Brett?
It's unbelievable, I tell you, it's quite painful.
Yeah, there's nothing worse. Leave him alone.
I went to bed last night with a night nurse. She was no good, but I went to bed with her. what else have we got there? If you're into football, I don't know if you are. No, we're into football.
No, not really.
Three videos. Any of the machines shown in there, top terms apply, at least less 30%, and you've got a choice of any video shown on there. Also, one thing I'll track, if you see that jacket in there, the only way you get that jacket normally if you bought a Lamborghini. I've been told the price of the jacket is in line with the price of a set of wheels for the Lamborghini, which is 50 to be given away. Send it off in any case, supposed to put, obviously, you seal them off the machine, but the way around things. Yeah, also, if you're into music, another offer
we've got. How do we
CDs.
Get round it?
What are you doing down there?
Miss Saigon, if you're into opera, whatever it is.
Oh, definitely.
What are you doing down there, you crackers?
Any machine purchase on there, you get a free CD disc of your own choice, volume 3 or 4. Oh. There was 1 and 2, that's an old offer. Okay. Tickets for Miss Saigon.
Alright.
Hiya.
She wants a coat off, Mum, that's what she's saying. You like the jacket? No, David will like that jacket.
Why, what's it got on it?
Lamborghini.
I'll have it. I'll send it up.
It is nice.
So brand new Ferrari Testarossa yesterday.
A Testarossa, did you? It's a bit like that tape. What was that tape called? That was called Testarossa something.
something with pasta, is it?
£175,000
worth of
pasta.
Did they? Keep it.
They still do. Which are about some things?
They don't.
Yes, they do.
Why don't they list them then?
They do. Oh, your catalogue.
Don't argue.
Not listening here.
It's not in the movies, poor lad. Leave him alone. He's in agony. You can see that.
Yeah,
stop.
He wants to sell something.
You have
to take that money.
Well, you can't buy anything, so hard luck. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
What are they doing? Turn
me on that.
Nice jacket, isn't it, Richie?
Hiya.
That's probably suede across the back or something.
60. Don't suppose that bench bender's come down here.
Oh, look at your hands.
Pipe bender, as per original quotation. A load of verbal abuse and the other things you normally get. You knew that one of my apples was in tears, you know, the other day, wasn't it?
Who was that?
In our sales office.
Yes.
Neil is that way. I mean, you got to know that work, Neil.
Why?
Why?
What happened? Tell me.
Right, he's giving a secret jip about this drill or something. He said. He took offence. He thought Neil was serious. He probably was, you know, to him.
I bloody well was. There was no doubt about that.
I mean, that is the top of the range professional. It costs you money, lad, but I mean, it lasts your lifetime. If you don't use it, that is.
Do you know?
Everything will last a lifetime, according to you, if we don't pick and use it.
Yes,
when we start to use it, it falls to bloody pieces.
There's a word going around about you.
Yeah.
Not a bit good.
That's what I mean. That it's a prize, you know what.
It shouldn't
have
to do that, though.
Why break out
with
their life then?
Rebecca. If a company wants to supply somebody with some stuff,
here we
they're
go.
Bound to get the flank if it goes wrong.
Show me your teddy.
Well, of course you do, yeah.
He gets it before he even bloody sells it, don't you, love? Yeah.
Yeah.
You get told it's no good before he's even bought it.
It's more interesting giving Brett a lecture.
Who's got room in the rubbish bin for one trifle pot?
That's a job to do today. Bogs, bins.
Bogs and bins? Oh, well, nice.
Ah, there it is. Multi-purpose. Hold
the bees.
0-3-0. Is that down? £162.
No, you can't have it.
You can buy two of the cheap B&B ones. Yeah.
We've got to get the pipe bender.
Come on then. Ready?
Oh!
One thing you're talking about, Starrett, I'm just disappointed with your other division with the bloody Starrett cutter they sent us. They sent us a bloody cutter.
Rebecca.
In America. Yeah, the first bloody cutter swiped the picking teeth off it. And we thought it was the way that we'd trek it. We got the coolant and everything on it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Because we're all speed, we've got a
Starrett there. Whoop! Straight through.
No problem. What did you resell? Was it a slack stop?
Yeah. Pass. Mum?
It just disintegrated.
It just marked it and it just blew the thing off.
Well, there's three different types of cutters. This bimetal, this HSS and this tungsten.
Hey!
Well, we told them when we run them up, we've got a thing, we're going to go through a quarter plate with it.
It's
a
no problem.
We set our magnetic drill up that we got up here, put it on it, and it just scratched the surface and that was it, man.
Yeah?
It just broke it off the end and we thought, well, should we take it back and complain? I rung them up and said, have you got another one that the blades have fallen off this year? Well, they shouldn't have done that. And he said, no, we ain't got another one, maybe 3 or 4 days. We rung Speedwell up and he said, yeah, I'll get you one in 2 days. And it's here in the post.
Yeah.
And we put the standard on, which is the yellow one.
Yeah.
And it went one straight through it, no problem, like it was cutting bloody butter.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, that's...
We'll send it back to us as a general complaint. Have you got it with you? Have you thrown it away?
It's in covered in its
pocket. Well, give it back. I'll try and get an exchange for you.
This pipe bender then?
Yeah.
We're going to have to place an order for one. So we're going to need
it. That's very kind of you. So you get wheels in motion. Could have you one for Monday, if you order it today.
Towards the end of next week would be better.
Steady, Barker.
If we're away on Monday, we shan't be back before Friday, and that'll be a kick at that.
Well, I might as well. I mean, if you want to let me order it now, just in case the roof's problem, and then you have more time.
Well,
you know
the one we want,
do you?
Yeah.
What's the
28mm?
We want a 28mm.
Four, mate. What about the...
Hey!
Big old
daddy.
There was another thing called, was it?
Bloody
what, mate? What's that for? No, it's going to be put on the end of a bench.
No, air support. It's there's a former, there's something else. Have you got that back to something?
Yummy.
Is it some there, loving too? That was fun.
Right, up there. So, bench bender. 224.
Yeah. No, we're not bending benches, we're bending...
224. Right, if you flick over to there.
28mm.
F3K.
F3K.
2812.
2812. That's classed as a former.
Yeah.
Quick, kick it!
Which other item you require?
Yay!
A guide.
You'll need a guide.
G3A.
G3A.
2812.
Alright, I'll get wheels in motion on that.
So what is, how much will that be?
Whatever price you'll get, less your discount for her, instead of 20%.
Kick it. Hey!
I thought it was good of you, wasn't it? First of all, I went in at 15%, you said 17.5%, and the order's mine, then I went in at 20%. I mean, you know, I could have got away with giving you 17.5%.
You could have got some stick, I guess we'd have got it from Speedwell.
You must be well in with Speedwell.
Tell you what we are. We don't do as bad for tools that we buy off them.
Did I leave you one of them catalogues with all the good tool guides?
Yeah, you did actually.
Yeah. Has that been binned as well?
Yeah.
No, it'd be under that. They're all those things are under there. In
292,
last 20%. Less 20%. Not 20%.
I'm not interested. What little bit of 20% is going to make to that?
2 what? 2 9 2 3 3
Yeah.
About 50 quid. Nearly
61.
Yeah,
Sam.
What have you come up with?
Foxy calculators. Well, I couldn't work that one neither last time, could we? Work that one.
What are you getting? £292. Less 20%.
Well, if this one's working right, it'll be 230.
Yeah, that sounds
right.
Yeah,
that sounds right. Right. That's for your coffee.
It's about £58.
33. Brains of Britain is there before you.
That's it. What's that?
Yeah, that's it.
What's all that?
You'd probably back up at the same price.
Say it at the same price again, yeah.
Well, that's what I said about bloody back.
Stupid that.
Yeah. How about these sanders?
We're going to stick all of them for a minute or two because we haven't got that job to do yet.
Right, fair enough then.
Fill that in as well, Northern Hydraulics, because I'm not paying Yal Hydraulics prices for seals when we can get them half the price off them.
Yeah.
The belts for these sanders.
Yeah.
It's far cheaper to get a sander sanding belt and cut it down. You probably get about 5 belts out of one sanding belt.
All right. Can you cut them with scissors or anything?
You can rip them.
All right.
Like a fiver.
How do you glue them together?
You don't. The endless belts, aren't they, on your multi-purpose sander. If you go for Black & Egg, you get a pack of three. I think they're about £3.90. Oh, that's what they were selling.
Is
that
it three Market Street?
But I say my belt's about £1.50 for one, as long as you get the right size, and then just tear them to whatever they think.
That's a good idea.
With a ruler, just pull them, because they're like a cloth belt.
That's a good idea. We'll do that then when we're ready.
You mean to try to save you money, you see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did eventually get the roller.
Did you? You got invoice for it as well. I apologise for
that. 44 MPs. That's yours, Mum, not the bags.
Oh, hell.
Right, we'll do some more.
Have we got an invoice?
What for?
He just said we've got an invoice for it. Have we got a credit to come?
Oh, we have a credit, yeah.
Have we?
What
for?
Yeah, it's £7.
That's on the side,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
So,
if there's any tools-wise, we'll use your side if you don't mind, whether it's electrical or not.
Right, fair enough then. The one thing I must
stipulate. Nuts and bolts and stuff like that we'll do with the other side, but if you can do with you for tool side, then we'll be a lot happier.
We have a weird system that works, and I've got my hands tied my back. If you're on supple fasteners, you can't use power tools.
No.
Until I break through and go into my own unit.
Yeah.
Right, so. But there again, if I get any inquiries for fasteners, I mean, that obviously the inquiry came through to me, so obviously I've quoted on it.
Yeah.
So anything like nuts and bolts, fixings, fasteners, that type of thing, it has to go through the
system. We only stop them because I hang on to checks in drawer.
Well, this is. The thing is, because of the profit margin, because of the profit that we're making on the hand tools, things like that, we have to submit our account, put all that money in the next 30-day account. So if you go over 30 days, unfortunately, we'll be fine.
Well, we're finding that out when we first started. I used to pay them straight away, but the big companies aren't paying us.
No, we found the same.
And it's just chronic. So hopefully they're going to stop that.
Thank you very much for the order. I'll just set my little black bag and depart.
I hope your mouth's better soon.
So
looks really painful.
Well, we can get rid of your mouth here.
Probably could.
Just give you one quick smack and knock it out to the other side.
Oh, that's damn nice, isn't it?
It's not very
really nice to you, Brett.
Not very nice.
How long have you known him, Brett?
I've got a little bottle of Ambersol, or Imbecil, whatever they call it.
He's never had a better job than what he had at Widnes, I'll tell you.
Yeah, mere pittance of pay, £92 for a 47-hour week.
Oh, look at that one there. 45 quid. She's going to be ending doing 60, 70 hours a week.
What's that
for? Why is it going through file training?
No, she's up at horses at
Edmondson's
place, and they're going for 45 weeks. She does about 49 hours now, and they've just told her she's got to stop on another hour at night till 5 o'clock instead of 4, and in summer it'll be half past 7 or 7 o'clock when she finishes.
That's
just
all
said
right
to her, you know, just tell them, you know, just ask them if there's any more money here, if she works the longer hours.
Yeah, trouble is... I've got an apprentice, ex-Leyland Power Tools, who's worked with me on this file train, like you had one at Steam.
We've got one
here. There's a basic figure, and then you pay up to a certain figure before they're eligible to put a tax on them after that. But we've allocated him to, in the afternoons when I'm out, he's allocated to the warehouse, which is, because I can't afford any, as if he repairs a machine, it goes out faulty, the onus is on me, on the company.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been trained up fully yet, you know. Plus the course he's on at college.
Plus what's happened to our drill is that you've had an apprentice on it.
No, I haven't. I've failed miserably so, but I've had to put the apprentice on it, you see.
It's going to get worse
then. In general, things on the road, I mean, it's really quiet. I mean, as a company, Cumbria Power Tools will always, you know, it will survive because there's only me and this little lockhole there. But it didn't take a lot to keep me busy. But fasteners, you know, I mean, things are struggling. We've had a couple of
things. Must have your regular customer because we're your regulars.
They know.
This
is it. On the faster side, they know they're not cheap. There's a lot of people who use Cumbria Fasteners. They don't want that you can source elsewhere.
No, I haven't.
The only trouble that a lot of people, I think Cumbria Fasteners in respect, would get, if they got their act together, they would have a lot more customers, whatever the price.
Yeah.
So they lose a lot of customers to other people that sometimes charge them more. And we get pissed off at Cumbria when you go and sit standing there half an hour.
And there's one man on what to do. If you want anything, phone up the order before.
0-6-1-8-8-2.
Oh, no, hang on.
Yeah, go on.
We've done that before, haven't we? Run up and say, look, we're
still up to it. 882 7705.
Just say you want to inquire about power tools, and I'll be able to help out on that side.
No.
That's what it works. Even though you might think the people
know,
they're not just walking around in the warehouse. They are doing things, you know. They're not sat on the back.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been in there on a Saturday morning, and there's been six of us there on one block. You know, it's two speed, dead slow and stuff.
Oh, this is it, yeah.
You know, if they went any short, it's
It's only just. For some reason, the Survivor has expanded. You've got two, three depots, one at Carlisle,
everyone. Well, this is busy, you go in there anyway, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's 8 to 9 of them.
Hello, it's room, please.
You don't have the downtime. In 20 minutes, half an hour, you could be doing something much more
constructive.
Mike, it's Annette.
I'll see you later, gents.
Fine, how are you?
Hello, Brett.
Good. I'm sorry to bother you. Have you heard anything back from.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've actually we've had a letter from them, and they want to knock 2,100. Yeah. So the point is, they have suggested a meeting down there. Will you shut up, you lot? They've suggested a meeting down there, but my point, I feel that there's no point going down for an argument. Because that's all it's going to be. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to have to... I mean, if they don't do it, we're going to have to go to a solicitor ourselves and do it anyway, so... Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay then, so you let us know as soon as you're here. That's great, Mike. All right, thanks very much, love. Okay, bye. He should know something by close of play today. He said he's pretty confident they'll take it. So... He agrees there's no point in going down for an argument, because that's all it will be. Right, Teresa, it's 10 to 1, love. Better take you back.
Paper!
Sugar. Are we going to be able to get back with sugar, or can you nip up to the shop and get some sugar?
Probably.
Yeah. It's probably going to be easier asking you to nip up to the shop than it is me trying to get back.
We'll get very busy.
I'll try and come back up, Richard, and wash pots later.
Really? Really went flat on your face.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
see you in a bit. See you later.
Okay.
Where are you going now?
Well, I'm going to go drop Teresa off.
I need my camera and my phone.
Oh, your camera and your phone. Okay,
can
then.
Can you do that for
me? Yeah. I've got this lady coming at 2. So I'll come back up after I've seen her.
Yeah, because she's coming through at 3, if I can get the camera on.
Oh, right, okay then. So you're working till just 4 tonight, Teresa? I'll pick you up at 4. Mm-hmm. Right, see you later.
See you in a bit.
Yeah.
So I have to come back up with, don't let me forget, your dad's camera.
Bye.
I said something about there being a film there. Do you want to climb in and I'll fasten Becky in? Yeah.
I need to get in.
Oh, sorry. You're wrong behind to keep you warm. He's pretty. Oh, you growl at me.
Oh, shit, the key off Dad's desk.
Alright, I'll go and get it. Jeff's gone out to camp for this lunchtime or what?
Jeff's gone out to where?
Camp, as he was going out to see about his wages. At the moment.
everything out of the box. Alright, love, I'll see you at 4.
Yeah, alright.
Okay. See you. Alright, love. Wagon at 3, so your dad wants it up. He'll have to bring his camera. I'll have to go home now and pick his camera up and bring it back. Need to go to Pat McRae as well to sort that wage thing out. Why he doesn't just leave it alone?
I know, I thought that. It's going to work out, isn't it? How much tax is it paying?
It's only paid £20 this week. On a straight week.
You did ask about the tax,
didn't you? Yeah, apparently so, but David said, but I said, well, I don't know if it's not written down. If it's written down, there's no date on, I don't know what's what. So I said, you'll just have to put a date on when you write it down, then I know where I am with it. I've made a mistake with these tapes. Writing me log thing in. I'm one tape ahead of what I've got written down. I think it'll sort it. I could do with sitting. Yeah, that I've written down. I could do with sitting down and listening and I could fathom it, but I haven't time, have I? Where it is between like 4 and 5 or
don't take really a week to look at time.
It's not really. Thank you. wonder how they, what sort of arrangement they have then, like, for if he gets a wage out of it or what. If he's that hard up, how's he going to build his new house? And Brian will get anybody else thinking Teresa's. Are you going to stay? You're going to stay, are you? Because you wanted to do that though, didn't you? Anne and Brian.
Yeah, but this is all.
And watch you come in and go. Shall I do just nip in and get his camera? Hello, you two.
Hello, little pussy cat.
Hello, little pussy cats. Thank you.
No. Where it is?
It's not for you, is it?
Have another look upstairs. And if not, I'll have to ring him. See if he knows where it is. Yeah, it was my fault I put it away. At least I admit to it when it is my fault. Oh, I'm really thirsty. Come on, Suts, out. Good boy. Come on, good boy, out. Out you go. Oh, right. Oh, boy. Yeah. Not surprised, eh, Rebecca? Thirsty. What? Houses for sale down there. Four. Yeah. It's onesie bonds, isn't it? Nationwide. Yeah. Oh, heck. Bobby will be pleased. Yeah, it's a nice house. There, did you see Cortina? With all its bonnets in and its grill.
Yeah.
little show though, isn't it? Sarah's expecting that, and also expecting it 7 days a week in summer, then you know, it's either got to be a lot more money, or because her own horse is just gonna never get seen. Yeah, but I know what your dad's thinking. If we give up that and then she falls out, it's, or she doesn't stick at it, and I doubt she will, you know, now. If Sarah's funny like that, as I've said, she's as happy as a lark when Sarah's in a good mood. Gonna be able to get 9 and 10 done, Tracy, I doubt it. Well, there's been a lot of time when I've been in by myself. I mean, actually started recording on, well, I was by myself Saturday. It was Sunday when I was coming down to Asda with you, because your dad's been working all weekend. Did David say about what shopping he's going to need? Did he not? Oh, I've come without sugar.